Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How could a viral video from before videos went viral, before that was even a phrase, be selling so much baseball gear for one team in Oregon this year? Okay. Because they're smart.
All right, yeah. I mean, you see that a lot.
This minor league baseball team, the Eugene Emeralds, is taking advantage of a video that from, I think it's the early 70s, right, Steve?
Yeah, because it's been at least 50 years, I know, because we played the video on the 50th anniversary.
So yeah, it might have been 71 or 72.
71, 72.
And that is of the whale that washed up on the beach in Oregon, and the reporter was there. Can we video? Let's do that first.
Yeah, this is a classic.
You're already wrong, because it wasn't a whale. It was a whale.
A whale. So they didn't know how to get rid of it.
Okay, yeah, this is
so they
classic.
Filled it with 8 million pounds of dynamite,
you'll
hear.
Yeah, the idea, the thought process was that it would blow it to tiny little bits. Uh-huh. Like they thought it was going to be 1/2-inch cubes.
Yeah.
And that's not how it works when things rip apart.
And they put all of the dynamite on one side of it, thinking, oh, that'll just force it all out to sea.
They were going
to
blow it out toward the water.
Yeah, and Freebeer, you said that they used about 8 million pounds of dynamite, which after the fact, I think they determined was about 7,999,999 pounds too many.
Yeah, they really went for it.
So this is the news report from way back when, now 51, 52 years ago, about this whale.
It had to be said, the Oregon State Highway Division not only had a whale of a problem on its hands, it had a stinking whale of a problem. What to do with one 45-foot, 8-ton whale dead on arrival on the beach near Florence?
It had been so long since a whale had washed up in Lane County, nobody could remember how to get rid of one. In selecting its battle plan, the Highway Division decided the carcass couldn't be buried because it might soon be uncovered. It couldn't be cut up and then buried because nobody wanted to cut it up, and it couldn't be burned. So
that
dynamite
seems
it
pretty
was.
Lame that they just did a survey at the shop. Hey, anybody willing to cut that whale? I'm not doing it. Let Steve do it. No, he's not doing it.
That's the thing. Back then, you know that's how it was. It wasn't like you just go, hey, who's got a chainsaw?
Right.
I do. Why? We need you to cut up the whale. I'm not doing that.
Right.
Cut it up, and it couldn't be burned. So dynamite it was, some 20 cases or a half ton of it.
A half a ton.
Understand why it couldn't be burned, but it could be blown up.
I don't understand that either.
Maybe because the smell would have been so bad. But
I mean, it might have been, but I would think it would burn great, though. That's how they used to make lamp oil, was like whale blubber.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Maybe
it would have burned too long.
Yeah, they would have. It's just going to burn for 50 years.
Well, then it would have been like the Tomb of the Unknown Whale. You know, I mean, like, whatever.
And it's around sand, so it's not like that fire's going to spread.
Right.
Like that town in Pennsylvania that just keeps burning.
Yeah, where it's been burning underneath.
Yeah, the whale is burning 51 years later. Golly.
Of it. The hope was that the long-dead Pacific gray whale would be almost disintegrated by the blast, and that any small pieces still around after the explosion would be taken care of by seagulls and other scavengers.
Okay, so 1,000 pounds of dynamite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I should do it.
I mean, I've never handled dynamite or TNT or whatever, but I like one stick is pretty powerful, as I'm aware.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't weigh much.
Indeed, the seagulls had been standing nearby all day. As everything was being made ready, we asked George Thornton, the highway engineer in charge of the project, for...
Right, yeah, naturally you'd get the highway engineer.
Yeah, why not? I mean, well-known, noted Oregon wildlife expert.
I mean...
Guy who runs the road department.
They'd have been better off getting Sal from Sal's Fireworks.
It would have been,
yeah.
...project for his final observation.
Well, I'm confident that it'll work. The only thing is we're not sure just exactly how much explosives it'll take to disintegrate this thing so the scavengers, seagulls, and crabs and whatnot can clean it up.
So naturally, we're going to throw as much at it as possible. Don't start small and work your way up.
No, don't put one stick in its mouth and see what happens.
No, start big.
Just start with 1,000 pounds. Just start with more than you can put in the average pickup.
Is there any chance it might be more than a one-day job?
If there's any large chunks left, and we may have to do some other cleanup, possibly set another charge.
Nope, you won't have to do that, right?
The dynamite was buried primarily on the leeward side of the big mammal, so as most of the remains would be blown toward the sea. About 75 bystanders, most of them residents who had first found the whale to be an object of curiosity before they tired of its
video.
Smell.
It shows all these old people just sitting in the beach grass.
Doing what old people do.
Yeah, just like, what are you doing tomorrow? Well, I was going to go wave at a cruise ship where I don't know anyone leaving, but I think I'll watch a whale be exploded.
Honestly, I mean, if this was going on and you didn't know what the end result would be, and also that they were putting 1,000 pounds of dynamite
into it. I'd have been there.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, why not? Like, what a spectacle.
Oh, we would have broadcast it live.
I was going to say, we'd do the show from there. Absolutely.
You're watching these guys from the Road Commission work on this whale.
We're moved back a quarter of a mile away. The sand dunes there were covered with spectators and land lubber newsmen, shortly to become land blubber newsmen.
Good one.
With a blasted blubber beyond all believable bounds.
Wow, he nailed that.
The blast
was
blasted
really
blubber
good.
Beyond all believable bounds.
Yep, that's good.
That was solid.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Every time I watch it.
With the power of 7 Hiroshimas, they blew up the whale.
Shouldn't they have at least waited until high tide? I mean, it doesn't look like that whale is pretty.
Well, they want the seagulls to get to eat it.
You want the dynamite in the ocean, too? Well, whatever. It's the ocean. We've been
back then, who cares?
There,
get more whales dead. Yeah. Maitland, what do you think that whale's last thought was? Probably.
Oh yeah, now it's
slowly.
Yeah, it
raining
was all,
whale.
It was all fun and games when you saw some of the bigger pieces just fly a little sideways and fall onto the beach. You're like, yay, it worked. And then they came down. Oh my god. It shot it so far into the air. Like 12 or 15 seconds later, pieces are still falling.
I do not want to be in a storm of blasted blubber balls.
No, you definitely don't.
Our camera stopped rolling immediately after the blast. The humor of the entire situation suddenly gave way to a run for survival as huge chunks of whale blubber fell everywhere. Pieces of meat passed high over our heads while others were falling at our feet.
It just sounds so insane.
I love this play-by-play of it.
Yeah.
The dunes were rapidly evacuated as spectators escaped both the falling debris and the overwhelming smell.
Now, there's one car that is trashed by a chunk of blubber.
I don't know what kind of car. It looks like an old Cadillac or something.
Cadillac, yeah.
But the entire roof is just flattened.
Back then, they didn't build cars with rollover construction.
A parked car over a quarter of a mile from the blast site was the target of one large chunk. The passenger compartment.
Imagine calling your insurance company.
I was watching a whale get blown up. No questions, please.
The passenger compartment literally smashed. Fortunately, no human was hit as badly as the car.
Wow.
However, everyone on the scene was covered with small particles of dead whale. As for the success of the effort, well, the seagulls who were supposed to clean things up were nowhere in sight, either scared away by the explosion.
Oh,
or
you don't say.
Yeah,
flying debris in the sky they fly in, launched by dynamite, didn't scare away the critters.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
You mean the seagulls weren't just up there going, it's nice to be able to fly and eat at the same time.
Yeah, the ones that didn't kill, or rather the ones that didn't scare, it killed.
Yeah.
Hard to believe that the birds were scared by a flying whale.
Well, the good news is,
tired of that.
A little more than 50 years, the Eugene Emeralds, a minor league baseball team in the area for 70 years in Oregon. They have won 2 championships in a row, but the reason they're selling all of their gear is because they changed their name and used the logo of the Whale Blasters.
No, the Exploding Whales.
The Exploding Whales.
Yeah.
The Eugene Exploding Whales. The logo is a whale making a fighting face and holding a stick of lit dynamite. And honestly, it's a great logo. They sold so much that the general manager is saying, we are ordering a lot more whale stuff.
Eugene Emeralds kicked off their home opener tonight at PK Park, and the talk off the field is all about the exploding whales. As KEZI 9 news reporter Noah Chavez shows us, the alternate identity has not only made a huge splash with fans, it's also helping further research on climate change.
Here at PK Park, a brand new season for the Eugene Emeralds is about to begin following the success of their new identity known as the Eugene Exploding Whales. Now, this name has already broken previous sales records from last year without the season even starting.
We were wrong. We were really, really way off.
The Eugene Emeralds, man.
He's like, we're wrong, as in about how much stuff they ordered. Yeah. So if you want some, I'm sure EugeneEmeralds.com will get you there, or just search Eugene Emeralds. They'll be able to help you out.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No